Libertarians finally gained automatic ballot access in New York last year, with Larry Sharpe's bid for governor, but you're unlikely to see Libertarians on the ballot for Erie County races this November. The Erie County Board of Elections invalidated the entire party line's certificates of nomination a few weeks back, saying there were deficiencies that violate state election law. Many of the 18 would-be Libertarian candidates were already endorsed by the Republican Party, like County Executive candidate Lynn Dixon, but some were counting on a Libertarian nomination to get on the ballot. On Wednesday, four of them challenged the Board of Elections in a validation proceeding, but State Supreme Court Judge Frank Sedita upheld the decision, saying the Board of Elections simply followed election law. Erie County Libertarian Party Chairman Dwayne Whitmer says the form deficiencies were technicalities and alleges county Democrats and Republicans conspired to keep Libertarians off the ballot.
This is an example of the two parties coming together and suppressing the third parties. They have the time, the money, the resources.
Whitmer specifically accuses County Democratic Elections Commissioner Jeremy Zellner, who's faced criticism for also serving as chairman of the County Democratic Committee. Zellner was represented in court Wednesday by Assistant County Attorney Jeremy Toth, who calls the accusations outrageous.
There was no, underhanded tricks like petitioners always complain about when they screw up their own paperwork. And that's all that happened here. The commissioners have to follow the law. And the paperwork that was put in front of them was filled with mistakes.
Ralph Moore, County Republican Elections Commissioner, says the Libertarians' nomination certificates failed two of the most important state election law requirements, a certified copy of the party's rules, and sworn affidavits from party officials. He says he met with the Libertarian Party to show them what was wrong, and even gave them a copy of a correct version to follow, but the party still submitted the forms incorrectly a second time.
And these were not necessarily technical problems, they were very obvious problems to us, that they could not be excused, and we were compelled to remove those candidates' names off of the Libertarian line.
One of the Libertarians who challenged the decision was James Kistner, who's running for Buffalo Common Council. His campaign manager, Carrie Christman, actually agrees the Board of Elections tried to help and blames the Libertarian Party for failing to act.
They went above and beyond reaching out to assist this committee, and they failed to step up to the plate and take care of it.
Whitmer says he's unsure whether any Libertarian candidates will appeal Wednesday's decision, but hopes they'll still get support on other party lines or as writing candidates come November 5th.
We're not going anywhere. The ECLP isn't going anywhere. The Libertarian Party in New York isn't going anywhere. We're still going to fight. So, we refuse to be suppressed. We refuse to be pushed away.
Tom Dinkey, WBFO News.